We human beings are not always adept at reading the signs. Luckily for us, that's also the sort of people Jesus dealt with over 2,000 years ago. All throughout our gospel stories, people were coming up to Jesus and asking him for a sign from heaven. Jesus would perform one sign or wonder or healing, but then the people would ask for yet another sign. Even when Jesus is dragged before King Herod just before his crucifixion, Luke tells us that Herod was kind of excited to meet him because he wanted to see Jesus perform a sign. Even in the simple imagery of the fig tree, with its sprouting leaves, thus giving the telltale sign of the coming summer, we humans are truly not always adept at reading the signs. Throughout our country's history of ongoing colonization, we continue to fail to read and respond to the signs of harm, destruction, and despair caused by settler mentality and systemic racism perpetuated against Indigenous peoples and minorities. We have failed to read the signs and acknowledge that God's perfect masterpiece is already divinely created and inherent in every person. We have failed to read and respond to the signs of ongoing generational trauma caused by residential schools. Do we truly have the capacity and the humility to see and listen and lament and allow ourselves to feel the shame of colonization even as it exists today, deeply embedded in our institutions and within the fabric of our country? According to writers Laura Hurwitz and Sean Bork, settler colonialism is not just a vicious thing of the past, but it exists as long as settlers are living on appropriated land, and thus exists today. As I read and reread our text from Acts, I was struck by verse 16, which reads, "A great number of people would also gather from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all cured." I wondered out loud, could a text such as our reading from Acts this evening have been used as a weapon of justification to civilize Indigenous peoples? Did the first settlers believe that Indigenous peoples, with their own rich culture and spiritual practice, not to mention non-Christian traditions, did the settlers believe that Indigenous communities were communities of peoples with unclean spirits needing to be cured? The ideas the first Europeans brought with them to Canada determined how they responded to the Indigenous peoples they encountered. European voyagers, clergy, merchants, and later policymakers projected a whole array of ideas onto the first peoples of these lands. Those ideas were formed even before contact, when Europeans responded to the encounters with non-Europeans in other places, such as Asia and Africa. When they met the non-Christianized Indigenous populations in North America, peoples of whom they had little knowledge of, Europeans applied these older ideas and stereotypes concerning Protestant missionaries in Canada and the United States. Professor of History at the University of North Carolina, Carol Hyman, writes, quote, "The Europeans believed that the differences between themselves and Indians could be overcome in a civilized and religious environment. Thus, the savages could become just like them, Europeans," close quote. In assimilation, we sought to undo some of the work of the Creator. Not content to meet, respect, and celebrate the distinctiveness of Indigenous peoples and cultures, finding in them the reflection of God's image, as our own faith and convictions would have us do, rather seeking for our own benefits to do a better job, to remake Indigenous peoples in the image of the European. However, alongside the pain of systemic racism lives the resolve of Indigenous peoples in Canada to secure a better future for themselves and their children. If there is hope for settlers and Indigenous folk alike, and I very much believe there is, it is in the work of truth-telling and transformation. This goes to the essence of what it means to follow, be followers of Christ. This is how we participate in the reign of God and how we learn to recognize the signs of God's reign already at work, signs we as humans are not always adept at reading. Friends, I come into your midst with a deeply sorrowful heart. I speak to you this evening not to pour on layers of guilt, but so we may feel and acknowledge and respond as a Christian community to the work of decolonizing our hearts, our minds, our spaces, and institutions. Friends, let us pray for God's grace in learning the lessons of the fig tree. Let us pray to learn to recognize and read the signs of God's reign. And let us pray that God will continue to form us as faithful servants who participate in God's reign and the important work of truth-telling, transformation, and hopefully healing. May it be so.